I'd like to call to order the Thursday, September 19, 2019 meeting for the Technical Advisory Committee. Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Very good. So we'll start off with the minutes from the June 20th, 2019 meeting. I'll entertain a motion. And if you could you please, again, just for Carrie's sake, say your name with it that
Carrie
way?
Starr.
Thank you. I have a second.
Second, Kushner.
Thank you. Any comments or questions about the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Very good. We will move into staff reports, financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, if you can look to attachment 3A, you'll see that we've started our new fiscal year. We've spent about 5% of the budget in that first month. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Baker?
Move to accept weekly.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Garage accepted.
Very good. We have a first and we have a second. Any further comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. And that will pass. We'll go on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. So over the summer since we last met, there was some action taken on a transportation bill in the Senate. The Environment and Public Works Committee approved through their subcommittee a $287 billion replacement to the FAST Act. It was passed unanimously on a bipartisan basis. It's the first step. It then goes to the Finance the Finance Committee, and then the Banking and Commerce Committee through the Senate, but there is actually a bill out there that even President Trump, at the time of its passage, tweeted that he was in support of. So it roughly represents about a 17% increase to what we're getting. It would kick in 2021. So I think it's optimistic. I think there are some people that want to see movement at the federal level before the election, but obviously that's kind of depends on current events of the day and what we see happening. After this meeting today, some of you should have gotten all of you should have gotten notice that we do have AECOM here to discuss the Drive Ohio initiative. We had a meeting, those of you remember, in Green for Drive Ohio, building a framework for connected and autonomous vehicles in Ohio. At that meeting, they had said they would come back after the report was essentially done to explain sort of what happened. So we invited our counterparts down south in Stark County to also come. We're estimating that that meeting will get underway about 2:15 or 2:30, depending on how quickly this meeting goes. So if you can, please stick around for that. We would love to have you, and you can get more information. Finally, the AMET's annual meeting is on October 11th, yes. Friday before the long weekend of Columbus Day, for those of you that do have Columbus Day off. We will have speaking the director of ODOT, Dr. Jack Marchbanks, as well as the director of the Canton-Akron Airport, Renato Camacho. It looks to be a great agenda. We already have almost 150 people signed up, which is quite a record for us this early in the process. But if you have not signed up yet, please call our office, talk to Martha, and she will get you all registered and ready to go. So we're really looking forward to that. And really, I'd be happy to answer any questions, if there are any.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Baker. We will move on to AMET's Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Hey, thank you. Thanks to everyone who submitted applications. We have now completed the CMAC, STPP, resurfacing, and CASA funding process. First of all, CMAC is kind of a separate animal. It's a statewide program. Evaluate the applications, and then we put the data into a spreadsheet, and then it's aggregated with other MPOs across the rest of the state. Now, there will be a meeting on October 25th where we'll look at those applications, and then we'll discuss those a little bit more. So I don't have too much much more to report about CNAC other than we received 18 applications from 13 different communities asking for over $35 million, and we usually receive between $4 and $5 million. So, but that's no big surprise because we usually far exceed what we're allocated. STBG, TASA, and resurfacing has also been scored, and we'll discuss those in a little bit. But we've received 62 applications requesting nearly $79 million, and we estimate we'll have around 16 or 17 million in new funds. So we'll discuss that a little bit later. But we are beginning a new fiscal year, and thanks to all of you that made fiscal year 2019 successful. I think almost all the projects did sell as was planned, and hopefully we'll have I'll be able to say the same thing for fiscal year 2020 in another year. So that's about all I have on the federal funds report. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, hearing none, we have no old business, so we'll move right into new business. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, now attachment 5A in your packet is the scoring for the STBG resurfacing and TASA applications. This is simply the scoring and the rank of them. We did not draw a line in the sand, per se, as far as how far down each list will go. We are planning to have a TAC TIP subcommittee meeting Tuesday, October 22nd at 9 a.m. in the conference room, the second floor conference room in the OKSIC office building. At that point, we will try to determine how far down each list we will go and the amount of over programming that we should allow for each program. Now, I will warn you that we will not have near the over programming that we had last year because that got us into a little bit of too much red ink, let's put it that way. That was a little bit too much. But anyhow, the lists are attached by attachment 5A, and you can look over each funding category. And if there's any questions, see Amy. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
No, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to discuss those with you before you leave.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet?
I would like to mention, though, that for STBG, we had 12 communities requesting $58 million. For resurfacing, we had 29 applications from 15 communities. And for TASA, we had 13 applications from 8 communities. And like I said previously, the total between all those was nearly $79 million. So the needs far outweigh what we have to fund those projects with.
And Dave, just to follow up too on the process, so this is part of our effort to get the scores out in front of everyone. We will be coming back to these committees at our December meeting to actually approve and award projects. So really, if you do review the scores, see things you have questions about between now and that October 22nd meeting with our TAC TIP would be the best time to come give us a heads up if you see something that you'd like to get some answers to. But the intent is still to approve those at ODOT's request before the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, today we're not approving anything. Today this is just more or less information. We'll actually approve the formal list in December.
Very good. Any questions? Comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to resolutions. Resolution 2019-12, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, this is attachment 6A in your handout. Resolution 2019-12 is approving Amendment 21 to the current TIP. This amendment adds two new projects and revises two existing projects. The first new project we're adding is Aurora Citywide Signals. This project was selected in the 2017 funding cycle, the previous funding cycle, and this is simply adding it to the TIP so it can be recognized by the FHWA. Construction is scheduled in fiscal year 2021 using $3.46 million in STBC funds. The other project is a project actually that we discussed at our last meeting. We are going to actually take a TASA project that the Portage Park District had sponsored and combine it with a bridge project. And during the last amendment, I showed the transferring the funds to this project, but I actually have to show this Ravenna Road Bridge project now formally in our TIP. Construction is scheduled in fiscal year 2021 using $853,600 in bridge partnership funds and $313,600 in TASA funds. The two revisions to existing projects, State Route 43 in Streetsboro, from State Route 14 to Frost Road, we're adding right-of-way, and State Route 91 in Hudson from Barlow to Stony Hill Drive, the same thing. We're adding a right-of-way phase in fiscal year 2020. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion, Kushner.
Do I have a second?
Weakey, second.
Very good. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We'll move on to Resolution 2019-13, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6B in your mail out. Resolution 2019-13 is a combined TIP amendment for Metro and PARTA to add a slate of projects for fiscal year 2020. Metro is requesting that fiscal year 2020 of the TIP be amended to add nine new projects using approximately $3.3 million in federal funds left over from fiscal year 2019. The total cost for these nine projects is nearly $4.8 million. The federal funds are derived from Metro's share of Federal Transit Administration funds designated for the AMATS area. In addition, PARTA is requesting that fiscal year 2020 be amended to add three new projects using approximately $196,000 in federal funds, also left over from fiscal year 2019. The total cost for these three projects is approximately $244,000. Federal funds are derived from PARTA's share of FTA funds, also designated for the AMATS area. The three PARTA projects are for the maintenance or replacement of current capital assets. Staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2019-13. And they would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Gardner? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Kovacic.
Second?
Jim Boland, second.
We got any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, we'll move on to Resolution 2019-14. Heather.
Hello. Each year, ODOT requires EMS to compare the work proposed in the previous year's work program to the work that was completed. Attachment 6B is a summary of the fiscal year 2019 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end.
questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Jim Boland moves it for
second.
Okay. Any further comments, questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Very good. We'll move into other business. The first section of other business is we need to form a 2020 nominating committee. So I'd like to see if I can get two volunteers to form that committee with myself.
I will say that we'll be looking for a Summit County vice chair. So if you're in Summit County, you might want to be on the nominating committee, or you could get drafted.
Curtis, I'll be on the committee.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. And then, do I have one more?
It's really easy. There's not a lot of time commitment.
Really easy.
Jill will buy us lunch.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anybody else like to be on that committee?
I'll do it again.
Okay. Very good.
Be a phone.
Yeah. Or email even.
Or lunch.
Yeah. Right.
Or
lunch.
I was going to ask what's for lunch.
Very good. We'll move on to the other business, 2020 MS meeting calendar. Mr. Baker.
All right. So you will see on attachment 7B is our 2020. Yes, 2020. We actually have long-range plans that go to 2020, so we are now there. If you notice, just key dates is that we, again, will be having the annual meeting on October 9th, the weekend before the holiday. Our meetings are spread out January, March, May, June, September, and December like usual. If there are any questions or comments, but otherwise this is the plan going forward, and we would appreciate a motion.
Any comments? I'll entertain a motion.
Kravatsky, move.
Moore, second.
Thank you. I have a first and a second. No further comments. We'll all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Very good.
And the last is for adjournment. I'll entertain a motion. No.
I have one thing.
Yes.
I guess I wanted to let the group know that I will be retiring from ODOT, if you haven't heard, next August or September. Chad and Jerry posted my job ahead of time, so I want to introduce Lauren Phyllis. She is going to be my replacement, so she's going to shadow me for the next year, so you'll see her at TAC meetings and policy meetings. And welcome to the group.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome. And those are big shoes to fill, so we'll look forward to it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Any other comments for the good of the order? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second, Kushner.
Very good. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, and we are adjourned at 1:48.
The goal would be to get back together probably between 2 and 2:15 for the Drive Ohio, depending on when our Stark friends arrive. So,
man, that was quick. That was efficient.